Comedian and D.C. transplant Dick Gregory devoted his life to activism. He died last year, and now one of the city's most prominent theaters is putting on a production about his life. WAMU's arts and culture reporter Michaela Lafrac has this look at Turn Me Loose, which opens tomorrow night at Arena Stage.
Picture a comedy club in the early 1960s, before Richard Pryor or Bill Cosby really hit the scene. A black comedian in a suit walks on stage in front of a white audience and says this.
And you heard what Bobby Kennedy said about 8 weeks ago. He said, 30 years from this year, a Negro can become president. So treat me right or I'll get in there and raise taxes on you.
That's a recording of Dick Gregory. He was never afraid to confront racism, police brutality, or issues of poverty head on, no matter who was listening.
I mean, now don't get me wrong, I wouldn't mind paying my income tax if I knew it was going to a friendly country.
His act made him enemies, but it also made him famous. Now, Arena Stage is putting on a show about his life. The play's director, John Gould Rubin, grew up watching Gregory on TV in the 60s.
The era felt to me personally like the country was coming apart. And Dick Gregory was both reassuring and confusing. I mean, he was warm, but he was also confrontational.
The play is almost entirely a one-man show, with actor Edwin Lee Gibson in the role of Gregory. The set is sparse. There's a microphone he uses to do stand-up routines, and a table with a bottle of whiskey and a pack of cigarettes on it, Gregory's early vices. In a recent rehearsal, Gibson practices a scene in which the comedian's gearing up for a TV performance.
Everybody heard about this young, slick Negro comic? We ain't afraid to stand up and talk about race. Yeah. Lil out there already yelling, Dick's gonna be on TV. Dick gonna be on TV. Dick's gonna be on TV.
Gregory eventually decided to focus more on activism than comedy. He was repeatedly jailed for protesting during the civil rights era and was even shot in the leg at a 1965 riot. He ran for president in 68 with the Freedom and Peace Party and went on hunger strikes to protest the Vietnam War. He also became a health and fitness advocate. Eventually, Gregory moved to D.C. A few years ago, Rubin approached him here about doing a play on his life.
And he was really voluble, like he'd never stopped talking.
After lots of questions, Gregory agreed to the play. It opened off-Broadway 2 years ago.
He loved it. I mean, he came multiple times. He brought all of his kids. He brought grandchildren. He came with Al Sharpton.
While Gregory's national prominence faded in his later years, he always remained a presence in Washington. The historic D.C. restaurant Ben's Chili Bowl put him on its U Street mural last year. Gregory spoke at its unveiling. Funny and incisive as ever.
Yeah, I was walking down the street today. I got it a little early, and I saw President Trump. And I said, I'll give you for a penny for your thought. He gave me change back.
Just 2 months later, Gregory died at the age of 84. Rubin says he's thankful to have the chance to put on the play in the city Gregory loved.
I have to say it feels really, really special to be doing this show here now. This guy who came to prominence in like the late 50s was spouting a prediction of a world in which we now reside. It's weird. And sometimes I watch it and I think, how did he know? How did he know?
If you want to learn more about the man who pioneered comedy of conscience, you can catch Turn Me Loose at Arena Stage through mid-October. For WAMU, I'm Michaela Lafrac.